And sports is upon us, and a seven-game World Series is upon us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, plan part one of their plan worked.
I told you. They're going to win tonight.
You know, what a great story for baseball, though, if they do.
They won't admit it. They're going to keep going with this story that he couldn't move. They're not going to say that this is why they tried to do it.
Yeah, it's 7-2. I woke up. I didn't see the game, any of it, as a matter of fact, but I woke up this morning at 7-2.
Houston got out early 2-0 and just went to sleep like they always do. They had a lot of opportunities to add to it, and they just didn't. And then they went up 3-2 on two home runs in one inning, and that was it. That game was over. The Astros folded up just like the first time when they got beat. I think it was 12-3 when Verlander pitched. So game seven tonight, everything that happened before is off the board. Whoever wins tonight wins the championship. I think it's going to be the Nationals.
And what's great about a game seven like this is everybody plays. Everybody's available to try to pitch in.
I've never seen a World Series like this, and it's never happened where the home team's never won a game.
I know. Bizarre. Very, very bizarre.
And they're making a big deal out of this play in the seventh inning when I think it was the shortstop bunted.
Yeah.
And he ran up the line and interfered with the play at first base and was called out. Well, you know, there's a reason why they have rules, and you have the first base line and then you have the line to the right of it. When you up toward first base, you have to be to the right of the first base line somewhere in that box or to the right of that box. He was running on the infield grass. He broke the rule. He was called out. He's 100% right. The call was 100% right, and Washington was wrong for arguing it, and the manager was wrong for arguing it and getting thrown out. He might have not liked the rule. He might not have liked the call, but the umpires enforced the rule. That's the rule. That's the rules you have to play by. Move on. If he was running to a foot to his right, this would never happen. But if you watch a replay and they have a great line, a great shot going right up the line, he's inside the baseline, and you're not supposed to be there at first base for the same reason that this happened last night, to interfere with the play at first.
All right. Well, they play tonight at 8:08 again.
Yep.
And this is it, the last Major League Baseball game of the year.
Yep, this is it.
New York fans, you've got the Giants, the Jets, the Rangers, the Knicks.
Also known as the trash heap.
It's sad. It's sad. Oh, gosh.
Did you see where the one Jet running back, I think he's a running back, was all upset because the GM shopped him? Because they said they weren't going to shop him, and they shopped him. Did you hear about that? I think he's a running back. I'm not sure.
No, he's a middle linebacker. He's good. He's actually a pretty good player. But
whatever he is.
Like most Jets, though, they're out of control. They just don't know how to
Let me tell you something. If a team, and a team as bad as the Jets, shops you, you should be happy because you're being exiled from hell. And secondly, they can do whatever they want. When you sign a contract, you're the property of that team to do with as they want, to keep or trade. They want to trade you, they trade you. You have no say in it. If it's not in your contract that you can't have a trade, then you can't do anything about it. Yeah. And I don't think there's anybody on the Jets that's good enough to request a no-trade clause.
No, but you know, I'm going to change the subject a little bit. Do you notice something around the New York Giants this year? I'm not talking about the way they play, the win-loss.
Yeah, flies.
What?
Flies.
It's quiet. There's
why shouldn't it be? They're not any good.
Well, yeah, but they weren't any good. And when Odell was there, the more the time goes by, the more you see how disruptive he really was. Because he'd be in the headlines somehow, doing something stupid. And at least you don't have that.
I was saying that for years.
Yep. No, you're absolutely right. Now that he's not there. And you know what? Their record's just as good as when he was there the past 3 years. The record's just as good or just as bad. But you don't have the theatrics. You don't have the theatrics going on every day.
No. I mean, he's, like we said, he's a bad element to have on a team, and as soon as he left, the Giants became better, even though their record isn't, because he's not there, and you don't have the distractions.
Yeah, that's it.
If you'd be reading about him, you know, riding horses or riding boats in Miami or who jumping out of, who knows what he'd be doing. Yeah. But whatever would be, it would be more of a detriment to the team that they already have right now, and they don't need it.
All right, so now we get ready for football tomorrow night after baseball, and then you're off to the races.
Yep. Friday, Saturday, Breeders' Cup. See what happens. One big horse already got scratched, Maxfield. He was a little off, I think, on his front right leg. So they scratched him already. He was in the two-year-old race. So that's a big horse leaving that race, too. A horse ran a real big race at Keeneland to win a stake race there. So one big scratch already, and see if there's any more.